We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Johnson & Johnson, awaiting word from the FDA approval emergency use authorization, a decision could be coming soon. Aaron Katursky is joining us live. This really changes everything, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does add not only millions more doses, as many as 100 million by June, but also, Susan, it's one dose. And so there's no logistical or even emotional hurdle to get over to get people to return for a second dose. It makes it much easier, assuming this is approved for emergency use, that for the vaccine to get into more arms, perhaps more quickly. And it's really effective. It's 85% effective against severe illness and 100% effective at preventing hospitalization and death. And that, experts say, is what's really important here. You want to keep people out of the hospitals and prevent them from dying.
Yeah, and that is not just the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but we also got some positive news out of the Pfizer vaccine yesterday with just one shot. They're looking at that and saying, even though they're still recommending, obviously, the full vaccine, that 2 weeks after you get one shot, you're already seeing the effects in a big way.
And this comes from a study out of Israel where they're finding that the Pfizer vaccine does provide a good deal of protection after just a single shot, and it's fueling a debate all over the world about whether, you know, maybe this can only be given with one dose or whether you can delay the second dose. But there's still no protocol for that. And so we've heard Dr. Fauci and others say they're going to stick with the protocol of having the Pfizer vaccine be given in the two-dose regimen as it was tested and as it was authorized for. Whether that changes down the road, we're not sure. But I think if you take together the Pfizer, the Moderna, and then assuming Johnson & Johnson is authorized as soon as tomorrow night or maybe on Saturday, you're talking about having doses almost immediately available for, you know, some 40% of the eligible population, and that could make a real difference.
Also, Moderna, Aaron, is starting a new trial to combat a variant of the virus.
They've sent what they call a variant-specific modified vaccine to the National Institutes of Health for testing. And what they're going to do is see what would, you know, kind of be the best way to tweak the vaccine in order to make sure it resists all the variants that are known to be out there. And the thinking there is, rather than starting from scratch, can you take the existing vaccine and make adjustments so that it can account properly for all the variants? And that is certainly a good news. It could take, you know, months for the additional production capabilities to come online, but they would not have to start from scratch. You could perhaps include variant boosters to be given to recipients should it become necessary. And I think it is important to say, too, while we're talking about variants, Susan, that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was tested against the variants that are known to be out there, whereas Moderna and Pfizer were tested prior to the variants emerging on the scene. And the J&J vaccine seems to do pretty well against them.
Hey, all good news there. Aaron, thanks so much for it. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning.